Today, we are going to speak, are urological surgeries safe during the COVID pandemic? We all know, in fact, in this IT era and with non-stop information bombardment, the knowledge difference between the doctors and the non-medical public has narrowed significantly. That's why I say we all know that the coronavirus is a respiratory virus. It is spread from person to person by three means. The first way in which it can spread is by droplets. Whenever a person coughs or sneezes, he releases thousands of droplets containing viruses, and these droplets can get into the nose or mouth of a person in front of him. The second means of spreading is by fomites. These droplets, which are carried by sneeze and cough, fall on the floor, tables and chairs, or on the surface of any object. The viruses can survive for many hours on these surfaces, and whenever someone touches these objects and then touches his face, he can get infected. Aerosols. This is the third way in which the virus can spread. The viruses are transmitted into the air by the very act of speaking, even without cough or sneeze. Therefore, we are at risk even by being in front of a person while he is speaking. In addition to the respiratory tract, COVID-19 is shed in saliva and feces too. Luckily so far, it has not been detected in urine. This means it cannot be spread by urinals or contaminated by urine. It also means that a urologist is at a lesser risk of getting infected as compared to some other specialties. It does not mean that one can be without care about disposing of urine. Who knows, we come across new evidence that it can be carried through urine also. Now the question in everyone's mind is, can a person with urological problems get operated during this pandemic? Is it safe for him to get the surgery done? Is there any way in which he can get infected in a urological hospital? The answer is like this. Any surgery carries a risk of contamination and infection irrespective of the organ being operated upon. However, the risk across specialties is different. For instance, ENT, dental, facio-maxillary and facial surgeries carries the highest risk for the surgeon as well as the patient because of the proximity of the doctors and patients' faces. Urological surgeries carry a lower risk because the surgeon is nowhere near the patient's face. However, even urological surgeries, though low risk, do carry a risk because of the following reasons. 1. Anesthesia and surgery are immunologically stressful events, which mean that the patient's immunity level comes down during the procedure. Therefore, the patient is at a higher risk of developing COVID infection during or after the surgery. 2. Is general anesthesia. Whenever general anesthesia is given for any urological surgery, there is a mask in the oral cavity or a tube in the throat through which anesthesia gases are given. These carry a high risk of transmitting the virus. The third reason is the hospital environment itself. When a patient is admitted in the hospital, he is at a higher risk of infection because there is a constant movement of the people in and out of the hospital and the ward, some of which could be infected. Therefore, even though urological surgery are safer than other surgeries during this epidemic, it is safe to avoid all non-emergency surgeries during the pandemic. Therefore, do not hesitate to talk to your doctor about the risks and benefits of surgery during this pandemic, because you have every right to know about all the options before you start your treatment. Thank you.